Genesis 17 verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And in Hebrew, ויהי אברהם בן 90 שנה ותשע שנים, וירא אדוני אל אברהם ויאמר אליו, אני אל שדי, התהלך לפניי ואהיה תמים. Here we see the name of God being El Shaddai. The first time we see this term El Shaddai. Shaddai in early translation was meant to be almighty. Comes from the Hebrew, the root of the word Shaddad, which will mean to overpower. In this specific context, we must understand the story. Abraham is 99 years old. He has just completed having a child with Hagar, Ishmael, and is hopeless in bringing a child with his wife. God comes to him and tells him, I am El Shaddai, and I am going to take care of this situation, and I'm going to multiply you and give you unto the nations. From you all the nations will come. El Shaddai here takes the meaning, when we look at the word Shaddai in Hebrew, it's a plural word for breast. Shad being one breast, Shaddai being many breasts or two breasts, whatever was the situation. These breasts symbolize the fruitfulness of God. These breasts symbolize God's ability to spread Abraham's seed across the nations, or from Abraham, from all the nations to come from Abraham. We can also see in Genesis 28:3, God says, I am El Shaddai, be fruitful and increase in number. So Shaddai comes to signify both God's great power being the Almighty, and both his fruitfulness and his capability to multiply and lay ground, a fruitful ground, for the seed of Abraham in general. More so, El Shaddai is an interesting name for God, because first of all, it doesn't say Jehovah, it says El, which is it's a male god. El is a male god, Elah is a female goddess. But it says El Shaddai. Shaddai, if we take the fruitful, the female notion of it being breasts, we have a combination of a male god with breasts. We have a unification of male and female in the entity of God.